So one of our biggest bombs is fear. And fear shows up in a lot of different ways. And it's like a big onion that we have to peel back the layers of all our fears and doubts and insecurities. And I think everything that we have is either based in love or it's based in fear. And anything that's not love is really some other name for what's fear. So one of the ways I discovered my fears and got over my fears, I obviously had a huge fear when I left my marriage of 20 years and got out on my own again for the first time, since I was in my early 20s. And I didn't know what that was going to look like. The fear of being alone, fear of dating, fear of being a parent part-time. I mean, I love my kids, and having them only part-time was something that was difficult for me to wrap my mind around. But I worked through and realized that I've got to face my fears head on. First of all, I've got to vocalize them. I've got to express them and get it out of me physically. So because once we address what's holding us inside and release it out, we're no longer carrying it inside of us. So I made it a practice to write down what my fears were. I'm afraid to be alone. I'm afraid I won't be able to support myself. I'm afraid my friends and family will judge me. I'm afraid that, my kids won't love me as much anymore. I'm afraid that, I'll be thought of as less than. I'm afraid that I won't be able to ever be in a healthy relationship again. I'm afraid to take chances. So I had to work hard to get rid of all of that stuff. And what I found in the process is, as time went on, I would clear a fear and a new one would bubble up. And then I'd clear that fear and then another one would bubble up, until slowly but surely I realized that, you can feel fear. It's okay. It's normal to feel fear, but then it's okay to release it and let it go. Cut your tie to it. Release that contract. This no longer serves me. I'm getting rid of it. That is done. That no longer serves me. And that's a way to diffuse that fear bomb.